This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
With immigration restrictions changing, the flow of migrants trying to get across the border into the U.S. seemed to be slowing in some locations last night, but it's not clear what, if anything, that means. Title 42 expired at midnight.
The pandemic-era policy let border officials quickly send asylum seekers back over the border, but it did not punish them for trying again. Now, the administration says those trying to cross illegally will face consequences,
including a minimum 5-year ban on reentry and potential criminal prosecution.
But the warnings from Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas,
our borders are not open,
are being ignored by migrants who know about the changes but are still desperate to reach the U.S. at any cost, fleeing gangs, poverty, persecution. Mayorkas knows things will get worse.
I cannot overstate the strain on our personnel.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In fact, a federal judge in Florida has now temporarily blocked the administration's efforts to release migrants more quickly when Border Patrol holding stations are full. A former U.S. Marine is expected to turn himself in today on a manslaughter charge in New York.
Daniel Penny is charged with second-degree manslaughter in the death of 30-year-old Jordan Neely. An onlooker says an agitated Neely had been screaming and begging for money aboard a train on May 1st, but had not gotten physical with anyone. Video shows Penny on the ground placing Neely in a chokehold. Manhattan prosecutors announced Thursday that they would bring a criminal charge against Penny, whose attorney said acted in self-defense. I'm Donna Warder.
Back in custody, one of two inmates who escaped from a Philadelphia prison captured last night in North Philadelphia. This is AP News. A cyclone is approaching overseas.
Authorities in Bangladesh and Myanmar are preparing to evacuate hundreds of thousands of people as they brace for a severe cyclonic storm churning in the Bay of Bengal. India's meteorological department says Cyclone Mocha is expected to roar in on Sunday with a wind speed of up to 100 miles per hour between Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh and Myanmar. Evacuation of nearly 500,000 people is expected to start on Saturday in Bangladesh, with over 550 shelters ready to provide refuge to those moved from their houses along a vast coast. Bangladesh is a delta nation of more than 160 million people and is prone to natural disasters such as floods and cyclones. Seasonal cyclones are also a severe threat along the coast of Myanmar. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.